Hi, and welcome to Tycor Title Tuesdays at 2. I'm your host, Ryan Pulliam. Well, you haven't been a fan of this show if you haven't heard of iBuyers. We've been talking about it from almost the inception. Beginning, we had Steve DeLaviaga, who is our vice president, senior vice president, national sales manager, talk about the influx of iBuyers in the market. We had Tyler from Open Door, who is the realtor relationship manager, talking about how Open Door kind of gets involved. And then Charlie and I give a monthly update on the iBuyer activity in and around the Las Vegas Valley. But today, we're kind of excited because we have Jeff DeLaviaga joining us via satellite. He's in Atlanta right now, and Jeff is the Vice President of Sales for iRep, the iReal Estate Pro. That is a new designation. So, Jeff, welcome to Tycor Title Tuesdays at 2, and we're happy to have you.
Awesome. I'm glad to be here. Glad to educate.
Got to educate. That's, I think, one of the biggest things about getting the information on the iBuyer, because there are still some agents who just either don't want to play in the game, or they just think that it's going to be a fad. So, Jeff, can you kind of just explain to our audience, introduce yourself, and let them know a little bit about what iRep is?
Sure. So I handle all the sales for iRep on a national level. We are in 28 markets and soon to be in all 50 states. We've been traveling on going on about 6-week tour. We started in Phoenix and went to Portland, Atlanta. We now are headed to Texas with 4 different markets in Texas, Florida, all the way through. And really, you know, we're not so much for iBuyers. We are pro-consumer. So when the consumer chooses, the agents win. And we'll explain all that, how that works when we get to our seminar. But at the end of the day, you know, iRep is here. It's a give-back program. The two founders, Dan Noma, who sold 3,700 homes this year, 3,500 homes last year, 3,500 homes the year before, is really the guru behind using the iBuyers to his advantage. And then Kenny Klaus, who is also a rock star in Arizona, he has sold one house a day for the last 11 years. Again, 11 years minus 2019, right during the crap of short sale world. He's still managed to sell one house a day for 11 straight years. Amazing. So those two guys have created a program to educate agents because they want to make the agent relevant. And I can give you guys stat after stat, which I'm sure we'll get into, and Ryan asked more questions. But the program is to get people certified so they can get become the iBuyer expert in their community and be able to send that off to their sphere of influence, let people know that they are now can bring buyers to any seller and have the opportunity to bring buyers into any revenue source from a 250,000 up to 1.6 million is where our buyers play.
Well, and you did say that you started out in Phoenix, and that's what we've talked about. Maricopa County is kind of the incubator for a lot of the real estate innovation, if you will. And with Dan and Kenny, what kind of made them change, kind of shifting from, hey, this is what we do, to, hey, we want to provide this to our agents at large? You kind of touched on making sure the agent stays relevant, but is what's the gift for them?
Really, the gift is, Dan has always sold to the institutions. He has the three largest REITs in the world that he has sold houses for many years. But the problem Dan ran into is when he presented all the iBuyer solutions, 63% of the time, the consumer actually chose to go the traditional route. When the consumer chose the traditional route for Dan, that became problematic because he, one, didn't have lockboxes, two, didn't have signs. So he had to create an actual traditional listing team for his brokerage. Kenny, on the other hand, has become and always been a straight to consumer customer. Problem with Kenny had, he was losing out to iBuyers because he'd go in and do this traditional listing presentation with his CMA, and the consumer would go to the kitchen drawer and say, well, what about these iBuyers that gave me quotes on my house? And Kenny felt he was losing credibility and at the table, and therefore losing deals. So together they joined forces and realized we have to use these guys to our advantage. We now, and again, if I ask any of your agents, say, I have a buyer that has invested or infused $30 billion into the market, would you like to talk to them? There's not an agent in the world that said, I wouldn't want a $30 billion a buyer to be a part of. So really what this is, the whole iBuyer movement has, it's given the agents the ability to play in this world and to thrive in this world if you're smart about it, which we'll get into, I'm sure.
Well, and I think that's kind of the interesting thing about the IREP designation. It's not pro iBuyer, it's not pro realtor. It's like you said at the beginning, it's letting the consumer decide and providing that transparency. I've heard it say that the iBuyer is the new Zestimate, that the consumer knows about the iBuyers, they're reaching out to them, and before the retail real estate professional gets in the living room with their real estate presentation, like you said, they already have a drawer full of offers, and you want to make sure that the agent can get involved, but also the consumer needs, I think, that advocacy on their side to navigate the process. I know that there's a lot involved in a real estate transaction. We obviously, being the escrow company, see that on a daily basis. And if you don't have somebody on the consumer's end championing for you, it's easy to get kind of lost in the fray. So why do you think that it's such a great tool for the agents to utilize?
Well, here's the thing, and you hit it on the head there. Last month, there was 160,000 inquiries where a consumer went directly to an iBuyer to ask for them to buy their home. 160,000 without an agent. The iBuyers, originally everybody thought the iBuyer was coming in to replace the agent. Not the case. When a consumer goes directly to an iBuyer, their close ratio is less than 3%. With an agent involved, their close ratio is 11%. When an agent that is IREP certified is with the consumer and they're involved, their close ratio is 29%. So the iBuyers quickly realize that they're never going to be in the living room of a consumer. The transaction of a real estate transaction is still complex to a consumer. And you know, the average human being is only going to buy or sell three homes in their entire lifetime. The fear I have is that 160,000 people went to these guys without an agent. If 9 out of 10 recommend these guys, like all the consumer ratings say, the 9 out of 10 consumers that have used and completed a transaction with an iBuyer would recommend to a friend, family member, or loved one, 9 out of 10. Unbelievable. So that's 9 out of 10 people out of 160,000 that will never use a realtor again. So our deal is, let's not let that happen. Let us be the ultimate aggregator, because Open Door can't get an offer from Zillow. Zillow can't get an offer from OfferPad. But you as an agent can. And not only that, when I say iBuyers, everybody thinks of Zoo, which is Zillow, OfferPad, and Open Door. You guys in Vegas have 16 other buyers. I mean REITs, I mean institutionals, and I mean local investors. So when we present an offer presentation to an IREP certified agent presents an offer presentation to a seller in Vegas, they have 16 choices to choose from. Now, granted, one of those choices is traditional. And 63% of the time, they still choose to go traditional, because for them, most sellers have two choices, equity or convenience. Right now, the iBuyers have proven that convenience will win 27% of the time, that it will win. So if convenience outweighs equity, meaning that I can close with an unemotional buyer in 12, 15 days, I know exactly what my close date is. I know exactly what my repairs are. I know I don't have to have anybody in my house. I don't have to leave my house to do showings. If convenience outweighs equity for a consumer, they'll choose the iBuyer. My point is, as an agent, be a part of that process. You can still ask the seller to pay you 3%. You can still, if the seller decides they can't afford to pay you 3% and they pay you zero, the iBuyers will still pay you 1%. And we've proven that 47% of the time, if you sell that house, you also get the buy side when they move. So now you get 4%. So I don't know about you, but I'd rather take 4% or even 1% than 0%. And so we become a numbers game, and we can show you how, you know, we did a case study with four agents in Arizona. They all sold less than 50 houses last, or 50 transactions last year. This year, they're the lowest one is tracking at 350, and the highest one's tracking at 750. 750 transactions compared to 50 last year with our methodology.
Well, I think that I love what Dan has called. It's not a listing presentation. It's an offer presentation. And I read an interview that he did where he kind of compared it to the Amazon model, meaning that Amazon never says, hey, this is the best product. You need to buy this one. Amazon just gives you a choice of these are the retailers, these are the prices, and this is how fast it can get to you. And the consumer, depending upon their situation, gets to make that choice. So opening up and being transparent and giving them the listings and the offer presentation, meaning this is what you're going to sales price is, this is what your closing costs are, this is what you're going to net, and laying that out in full transparency for the consumer has to make that consumer feel like they are making the right choice for them. And so
because you hit it on the head, Ryan. The thing is consumer just wants to know that they had options, that you did your due diligence to find the options. They may never choose the iBuyer, but if you don't present that, you're going to lose credibility at that table, because there's a billboard or a radio ad or commercial every freaking 3 minutes that these consumers see. So if you're not talking about it as an agent, you're not doing yourself justice.
And so the agents can obviously benefit from this program, because the designation, I mean, it's amazing what you all can provide. I mean, I've kind of been able to see behind the scenes a little bit of what you guys have going on, but understanding the different institution, be it a zoo, is that what you called it, or what their buy boxes are. I mean, that's really important if you're going to go have that conversation about an iBox, knowing what each of the iBuyers they're looking to purchase, but also I think just as valuable is what they're not looking to purchase. You know, marketing to properties outside that buy box, so you don't have to worry about the competition from the iBuyers or trying to lose out on a deal. So what all information will the agents get when they join the iRep program?
So you hit it on the head. There's not a sign, commercial, or radio ad that tells any consumer what their buy box is. The reason they do that, they want the consumer information. They want a $1 million home to put in their name, their phone number, and their address, so they have that data to sell that off in a later deal. So buy boxes are big, and they change all the time. You know, Phoenix started from 250 to 350. We're up from 250 all the way up to 750 now with the zoo characters. But also, when it gets to all the private investors, we have private investors that will go to 1.5 million, 1.4 million. If they think they can make a turn on a house and fix it up a little bit and make a profit, they will buy. So we have luxury agents that, and there's power in a no bid or a no offer, and a power in a bad offer. Because if you present all the no offers and the bad offers, consumer loves the fact that you did all the due diligence, you got them 16 no offers, and here's who all you applied to, but the only offer they have is traditional, you get the listing. So going that philosophy still works, and which is great. So the other piece is the agents are going to get the knowledge of knowing what every buy box is. And they are the ultimate aggregator, meaning that the private investors and the REITs are all aggregated into a one system we call Renew. So when you put in that address, that gets spit out to all 16 of those guys. They bid on the process in 24 to 48 hours and gets it back to our agent. Now, granted, with the zoo characters, you got to go to on our back end. We have links to each one of their sites. You got to do that manually. But once you have your folder of your property condition report and your photos, and your right to solicit, which we call it a marketing agreement, if you will. Once you have that signed, you just take that and throw it into each one of those folders, and it automatically shoots you out. Take all that information, put it in our net aggregator sheet. It tells the consumer exactly what they're going to net, including, like you said, closing costs, commissions, everything, and then the consumer chooses. So they, you go to Amazon and pick out paper towels. They don't give you one paper towel. They give you 13 pages of paper towels. Well, all we're doing is the exact same thing. Give consumer choices, consumer chooses, and you as an agent, they're going to ask you your opinion anyway, and your questions are very simple. Is time important to you? Is it convenience? Is equity important to you? Do you know what, you know, the kind of equity you're going to leave on the table? And then let them choose. If they choose, you can't lose, because someone's going to walk in behind you as an agent and present their one-trick pony, which is their CMA and how great and all the awards and team they are. Then our guy's going to come in with 16 offers. That one trick pony is never going to win a deal.
Well, that's obviously sounds like a exciting stuff. And you guys are actually bringing the show, the pony show, into town next month on November the 14th. Jeff, you're going to be here. And I think Kenny and Dan are going to come in as well. Do you guys cruise together, right?
They will both be there for that one. Absolutely. We don't usually send them both together because I got them going everywhere across the United States. But Vegas is big enough, and you're a great partner. We want to make sure we kick it off right. I invited Stevie D to be a part of it as well. Perfect. So Stevie D does his thing, and which would be great. And we're going to have a great group and hopefully a lot of questions, a lot of comments. But I will tell agents, if you think you want to know about this, the whole experience of iBuyers and understanding, each one has a different value proposition, every single one of them. You know, you got the offer pad that will move you inside the county. You got Open Door will allow you to stay in there 2 weeks after your close. You got Knock that will actually give you the down payment for your next house before they sell your house. Knowing all the insurance, all the details and the value propositions of those iBuyers does nothing but validate your ability to sell yourself and improve your knowledge you have as a real estate professional.
That's awesome. Well, we're excited to have you guys, Jeff. Once again, that's November the 14th, Thursday morning at McKenzie River Pizza inside the City National Arena. It's where the Golden Knights hold their practices. So you get to see a really cool arena, have a great event with Jeff, with Dan, with Kenny, and with Steve DeLaviaga, who's a big fan of us. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate you kind of sneaking us in that you're out in Atlanta. And just thank you so much for joining us at Tycor Title Tuesdays at 2. Well, thank you to our audience as well for joining us. We always love how fast this 15 minutes goes when there's great information. So I want to thank our producer, Rick Manning at Rigel Studios, and also want to give a special shout out tonight. The new era of Run and Rebel basketball begins as Coach TJ Otzelberger and our beloved Run and Rebels of UNLV take the floor for their season. So good luck. Go Rebels. We will see you next Tuesday. And until then, we'll continue to be the most resourceful people in town.